kept you waiting, huh?
And welcome to the Cross Players Podcast, episode 134, recorded on Tuesday, 12th March, 2024. My name is Lewis, and today I'm joined by two absolute guys. The first of them being, doesn't care about story, doesn't care about gameplay, doesn't care about graphics, doesn't care about genre, doesn't care about art style, doesn't care about the game, doesn't care about hygiene, doesn't care about work, doesn't care about food, doesn't care about Copley, doesn't care about Copley fans, doesn't care about you. He fucking hates you, especially you, directly to you, that one. Yep.
Don't say the name.
I won't say his name, but it's they know who they are. He only cares about his gamer score. I don't even think that's right anymore. Alex.
I don't care about that anymore. That I've missed that, Lewis. I've missed that intro.
The gamer score. I mean, I've not switched my Xbox on, so I can only assume yours is zero.
I think I've maybe had a grand total of about 100 this year. It's not
shocking.
It's not been a year of the gamer score so far.
No. When you're setting yourself goals of, I'm trying to get 100,000 this year.
That's
whatever it was.
It's all the trophies this year.
All
the trophies. A pony these days.
Laurie would be proud.
It's competitive.
Well, one other person. Freshly sluiced and ready for action, he goes by many names. Da Hoof. Grape. Frangelico's Picture House, D20. The Hot Lemon, Keith. But we know him as the Slippery Bugger, Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hello there. Hot Lemon. I feel like you've used that one before.
I've not, but that's how long it's been. Hot Lemon came up in a conversation we had on a podcast.
Right.
I thought it was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
That has been written down for about 6 months.
Since our last episode. Excellent.
Good. We're both well.
Good. Really?
Sehr gut. It's like Dan's so, here. Yeah. Speak German.
Yeah. Very good. Very good. How are you, Lewis?
I'm great.
How's my Lou Bear?
My Lou Bear is... I got in from work. I helped my children get ready for bed. I went back downstairs and promptly fell asleep for an hour. So at that point... I feel a bit cold because I was snuggled up on the sofa.
A blanket.
I thought you said a wine kit there for a second.
That'll warm you up in no time. Think of the YouTube views.
Not on camera. So I'm at that point where I feel a bit giddy because I'm still quite sleepy and cold. So, you know, I'll ripen as the podcast goes on, I hope.
Well,
to lie awake for hours tonight, unable to get back to sleep.
Oh, you do that quite often, though. I remember you saying several times in the past that I just had a little sleep before the podcast.
Yeah, I just fell asleep.
I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you find the time. Like, how do you find the time?
Well, I was playing.
Let's have a nap.
I was playing. I had my Switch downstairs, and my eyes were all over the place. my eyes were all over the shop. And I was like, I'm going to fall asleep. So I put my Switch down. I put my earphones in and listened to some lovely music. And then, fell asleep.
What did you listen to? Because I noticed on Twitter, you're doing that whole, I'm not into games anymore. I'm going to talk about records.
Music.
What were you listening to?
I listened to, what's the name of this fucking thing? I listened to Everything Is Alive by Slowdive.
Okay.
Who are apparently a band formed in 1989, according to Apple Music, alternative, but they're kind of like
very broad.
Cocteau Twins. That's an even more vague.
I was going to say
Scottish
band my immediate
for people
assumption.
I thought that too.
I don't know. They're like
that's what I call Alex and Phil too.
What? Twins, yeah.
The Cocktoe Twins.
I would say that. Oh, it says here. Piece together from. Oh, no, that's a different band. I'd say the kind of wishy washy, airy fairy music.
Mm.
There you go.
That's not a real genre, though, is it?
Good. I know, but that's, you know. Just summing up. It was good. There's the album artwork there, see? Get spins.
Oh, wow.
Fancy.
Like that's what you got on Apple Music. You don't get any of this.
That's what you pay your 90% for.
Exactly. That and the excellent sound quality.
It is supposed to be better sound quality, isn't it?
There's no supposed to be. I have my ears are highly attuned to bit rates. And it is. I've noticed. Because I remember once I was out walking the dog or something. And I was like, before I moved to Apple Music, I had like one song on Spotify. I was like, right, what's that like? And then I put the exact same song on, like the first 10 seconds. Off the same song on Apple Music. I was like, yeah, it's better.
Mm. They've got you, haven't they?
You do.
Fucking Apple have got you by the balls. Ever tried Tidal?
Yes. Tidal is even better, but the music selection is not as good. So it doesn't have as much. Yes.
It's all rap shite, isn't
it? It's all rap shite.
Oh, God.
Illusionist's not in there, though.
Not on Tidal?
No.
Right, I'll get Jigger Man on the blower. have a word.
That's one of the first things I do. I go, I'm going to have a look at a new music streaming subscription. Fucking Delusionists. Not there. It's on Apple Music.
It's a poor show. Well, no wonder I'm not a millionaire yet, if it's not on Tidal.
Yeah.
Because they do the best artist payouts as well.
Last thing. But, you know, any music, any money you get from Apple Music, you're welcome.
That's it. That 0.001p I get every quarter. Thanks, mate.
That's all right.
Yeah.
All right. Games and that.
Games and that. Yeah. Probably should.
Yeah. What are you? Have you got anything lovely to drink? Let's do that bit.
I got the same as last
water.
Time.
Mm. Ben, have you ever thought about cosplaying as Frankenstein with those earphones in?
I don't think they stick out quite that much.
You could see if you angle your head properly, it could look like your neck.
Bolt. Bolts. I could just put them there. You're right. There we go. I can't hear you though.
No.
Was it Frankenstein that says you rang?
No, that was Lurch.
No, that was Lurch, wasn't it? But who looks like? He looks like Frankenstein.
He basically the same
bit.
Thing.
Yeah.
Tall same. Guy with a big forehead. Carl, except the height.
What was the question?
Drinks.
Just DJ.
Mm, same. What flavour? Let me see it. Let me see the status. Let me see how thick it is. It's like a
how
soup.
Viscous. Yeah.
Right, that's what yours
quite
is.
Watery.
Here's mine.
Oh my god.
That's very weak.
Okay, last episode, you did mock me for having weak. Weak
not
DJ.
Oh, did I?
You did, yeah. So what's that? It's fucking water in your fucking. yours is far weaker than mine. We had a whole thing about Scottish. Like, my wife puts like. Double concentrate in as if it's like.
There's a whole bit. You
know, yeah.
I can't remember what happens. I do.
You were very zoned out.
Mesmerised, but they could.
I just actually wasn't even there, but video was just on loop. I'd fucked off.
If I record myself ahead of time, grunting every 5 minutes, they'll never know. Yeah.
Yeah. Look like a geography teacher this week. Just say random geography red light. Say quarry. People might think you're saying quarry.
It'll be a whole thing. It'll be the most memorable part of the episode. Mm.
I think he means quarry.
I don't quite understand your accent, my boy.
Oh, I hate listening back to myself.
I think you'll find you mean quarry.
Great times. Idiot.
Video games. Oh, Where's Dan and his guitar when you need him?
Cheltenham.
God damn it.
That's the truth.
Right, so housekeeping. Ooh. There was an Xbox showcase 2.5 weeks ago. Do you want to go through it?
Okay.
What's that? I can't remember. Yeah, should we do some sweet releases?
Yeah.
What if I read from a website known as Games Radar some games cool. that are coming out in March, and then do we it. Can shout out if you fancy some.
Okay.
First one up, The Outlast Trials.
Scary game. Don't do scary
it
games.
Look quite scary.
No.
The image that's on Games Radar reminds me of, you know, Casino Royale when James Bond is sitting in the seat without any clothes on. And the guy's got the rope, and he's whipping the rope up.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
up
yeah.
in his bits.
Yeah. Between his, yeah.
In his nether regions.
His gooch.
It reminds me of that, but a man's got a bag on his head. Next up, Alone in the Dark.
That's our exclusive preview of the Outlast Trials. Why people flock to this podcast in their tents. Oh, let's do 15 minutes of utter bollocks. When we do talk about games, oh, it's just pure gosh.
He doesn't have a bag in his head. There's a blurb there, but I'm not going to read it because I can't.
I like your version.
He's got a fucking bag in his head. It looks like he's clamped to the chair. I don't understand. Alone in the Dark.
A bag in your head.
He's got a hat on.
It's matey from Stranger Things, isn't it?
In what is?
The hat.
In Alone in the Dark. What's his name? Hopper from Stranger Things.
The policeman.
Yeah. David Harbour. Is that him?
Is that him?
That's him, yeah.
Well.
And what's those chops?
Jodie Comer.
Jodie Comer.
I said it there. I read that bit.
Yeah.
Feeling
Alone in the Dark. Is that a remake?
Yeah, it is a remake, indeed.
Yeah. Looks. I don't know.
Mid.
In a post Resident Evil 4 remake world, has it got the chops?
Nah.
Let's find out.
Dragon's Dogma 2. The picture here is. A lot alike. Just lines in the screen, like it looks like, magic might be happening, and
this seems like a Lewis game.
Maybe I picked it on Fantasy Critic because my method of picking games for Fantasy Critic was pick filter it for that were most hyped and tipped to get most points. So that's the only reason I picked this.
I mean, that seems to be working, because you are projected to come second as things stand.
Well, I've only got like four games or so. I've got anything.
You get loads of points for your species.
It's quality, not quantity at this stage. I'm not that up on mythical creatures, but that's either a griffin that's on that image or a very big eagle.
Okay. What are the other...
Winged. Rise of the Ronin is the next one. Yep. What are the other? What we're going
to
ask about mythical creatures?
No, I was just trying to think of other mythical winged creatures. Oh,
a hippogriff. I was trying to think of that one. From
is that a real? Is that a real mythical creature, or is that just Harry Potter?
It's a real mythical creature. Yeah.
Is it?
Is it a
moth?
Did it ever
Mothman?
Exist?
He's a mythical creature.
Mothra
from,
from Godzilla.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What other ones?
Okay. Rise of the Ronin.
Rise of the Ronin. I don't know much about this game. The image here, because I've done it before, the other ones, let me just describe the image. There's a person standing at the side of a cliff holding their hat. Now, on first viewing of this image, I couldn't see the hat, so I thought the guy was standing there headless.
Ah.
It kind of blends in.
Yeah, previews dropped today for that, didn't they? Seems to be
mixed.
Pretty mixed. Yeah. not.
I think it's going to be one of those games where it's going to be hard to tell until you actually play it. Because I still don't think people really know what it is, even from the previews. Still a bit like, is it supposed to be a Bourne-like? Is what I was going to say is not what I meant to say.
Bourne-like.
A Bourne-like, that's it.
Mm. Is there not too many like, ninja supposed... games? Samurai games. Feels like there is.
It's the new zombie game, isn't it? That's the... like, and we've got, like, what, Shogun on telly at the moment as well.
On telly. Have you seen it on the telly?
Telly box.
Yeah, so there's a lot of that going about. But people like it.
I think it's in like a disease. A lot of it going around.
What of samurai going about?
What's that? Swords.
Itchy katana.
Mm.
Itchy is actually a Japanese word as well, so that was quite clever. Didn't even realise it. Carry on. It means one. Itchy.
Does it?
It's one.
Let's deep dive this. How do you know that, Ben? And is it because of Yakuza?
No, but Ichiban
says one.
Yeah, Ichi Nissan 1 2 3. Yeah. It's just culture, Lewis. It's just called culture. It's called culture. It's called education.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, thanks.
And I mean, I've been to Japan.
What's for?
I never got that far. And I only ever knew. So right, this is a little thing. I might have said this before. I only ever knew how to order 3 beers at a time in Japan because I'd go out with 2 mates at a time. So the one time it was just 2 of us out.
We'll all kind of go out at the same time, guys. Maybe 3 of us at once. And then we'll cycle it through.
Yeah.
2 more guys will come out.
Why don't we find out how to ask for more beers? No. This is it. Yeah. So I could only ever do that. So when it was just 2 of us, still ordered 3 beers because I didn't know how to say 2 beers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Princess Peach Showtime.
Right.
Not asked.
That demo was ropey, to say the least.
Did you play it?
I played the demo with the wee man. Okay. Yeah, so he wanted to play it and it's bad.
Is it really?
What did he think of it, though?
He quite liked it.
Okay.
But I heard like kind of funny and stuff talking about it as well, and it's like it runs appallingly. So
really?
Bad.
Because it is pitched as like a kid's game.
My first.
More so, yeah.
It's an interesting, it is quite cool and something a wee bit different, and it is for younger, definitely for younger kids. I don't think it's really, whereas some like your Mario games and that, you'll find something in it. This is very much like, just keep tapping the button and moving along a wee bit. It's
really?
Very much like that. But it really runs badly.
Like arse.
So if you've got that on your Fantasy Critic, you should try and get rid of it.
You get Nintendo tax.
You'll still get
in the mid-70s at the most.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping for. And finally, just let me run through the little... what I'm going to call... a word version of a sizzle reel. Some of these games are already out, but I'm still going to include them. WWE 2K24, As Dusk Falls, Snufkin, Melody of Moomin Valley, Unicorn Overlord, Lightyear Frontier, South Park Snow Day, Planet Zoo, Open Roads, and Pepper Grinder. All coming out.
Some good games in, yeah.
The 28th.
Interesting.
Well, she didn't mention just now, though.
Yeah. You didn't mention Contra Operation Galuga.
Is it there?
That came out today.
Day,
in fact,
it's not on my list.
It's a bit under the radar. Looks good fun though. If you like Contra games or that style of run and gun, old school action, I might pick that up myself.
What is Pepper Grinder?
It's Devolver.
It is like, you know those bits in Ori where you're burrowing.
Yes.
It's that, but the whole game.
Oh, right.
Basically, yeah. I played the demo to completion, and it was okay. It didn't like grab me. It was quite cool, but I didn't.
Can we go and play Elias?
Yes, exactly. Kind of like, yeah, cool concept, but I didn't really see enough to make me think it's going to be an absolute smash hit. I may well be wrong, but didn't float my boat.
Hmm. At EGX last year, I played the demo of Snufkin, Melody of Moomin Valley. Mm. And I really enjoyed that.
You liked it?
Yeah. It did. Like, I think it was... I seem to remember maybe an Xbox controller that I was using, but that doesn't mean anything. I quite like Moomins and all that guff. Like, it's the same style as the nineties cartoon.
Mm.
And I think anyone who liked that as a child probably will get a little bit out of this game. Obviously, you play as Was it Snufkin you play as? That might be a silly question, but I don't remember it being Snufkin.
Is that one of the other Moomin names? I don't remember any.
There's Moomin. Moomin Mama. Moomin Papa. There's Snufkin. Snork. Snuff Maiden. The Groke.
Snuff Maiden.
Some of you may recognise these names as an earlier intro for Ben. Snufkin is the person that you play as. Snufkin is a wanderer, explorer, and philosopher.
Wow. And a Moomin. Is a Moomin a race?
And Moomin
or
is
a breed?
Are the things that look like hippos. Hippo slash pig thing. That's what I would say a Moomin was.
Do they...
Why the what is Moomin? The Moomins are the central characters in a series of novels, short stories, picture books, and a comic strip by Tove Jansson.
Okay.
Doesn't say what they are.
Are they land?
They're creatures. Land creatures. I nearly said mammals there, but it doesn't look like. I don't know if they've got. No, Moomin. The sister Moomin has a tuft of blonde hair, so they are mammals.
Where?
On her head.
Oh, okay. That's fine. So, is there any mammals that have hair?
It's my understanding. Mammals have hair.
I thought mammals was more about if you gave birth to like
hot, warm-blooded, and have hair.
What is a mammal?
What is a mammal?
And
what is a mammal?
Hair comes into it.
No, I don't think so either. I thought it was giving birth.
A mammal is about reproductive animal of the class.
Yeah, and keeping your eggs
mammals
inside.
Mammals are characterized by the presence of milk producing mammary glands for feeding their young. Neocortex regions of the brain, fur or hair, and three middle ear bones. There you go.
Wow.
You learn something new every day.
There we go.
That's it, yeah. Mammals have hair.
Okay, so we're saying a Moomin is a mammal.
Yes. Back to the point. The point here. The Moomins are mammals. Good. Fictional mammals. And they live, the family live in their house in Moomin Valley.
Right.
I've got a Moomin cup downstairs. It's a camping one, and it's like that weird stainless steel, so it can get quite hot.
Yeah. Is that anything like a moon cup?
No.
Okay. Just checking.
Yeah, don't think it is.
Okay. Good.
So it was good. I would recommend it.
But only if you're into Moomins.
Well, if Moomins are just, you know, whimsical shite, you might like it.
Yeah. Okay. Good.
Anything else that you guys that jump out?
See, I really want to play WWE 2K24.
It's
mainly because
good.
I want to play the showcase mode of the 40 years of WrestleMania.
Oh.
That's really appealing to me because I've been in a little WrestleMania and nostalgia mood recently, and I want to play.
Is that like back when it was like the WWF?
Yeah, all the way
and
back, all the way through.
Oh,
the good
so
stuff.
Like Hulk Hogan and Macho Man Randy Savage,
Jake Snake, Flair, all that fun.
Legion of
Doom.
Wow.
Don't
yeah, those were the days. Virgil died, didn't he?
Virgil did die.
Yeah.
That's before. I don't know who Virgil is. I've seen people saying he died.
Really?
He was like, I don't know who Virgil is. He was Million Dollar Man's right hand man at one point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just thought Thunderbirds when someone said Virgil.
He used to kick him out with the Million Dollar Belt. He just used to carry the belt.
Oh, really? Don't know.
Yep.
But it's actually meant to be quite good. Like, I think I'd read, I think it might have been Chris Scullion saying that they've got past their issues of the last few games and it was actually not bad.
It'd be quite funny to, like, do our own sort of create a character thing and have a big old TC
Rumble.
WrestleMania.
A Rumble, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be good. But that's never going to happen. But it would be good.
It would be good, yeah.
Get the Wilsonite out of retirement.
Exactly. Well, look, the Wilsonite will be coming out of retirement for the wrestling game that's, the name escapes me. It's coming out later this year. It's like Ultimate Pro Wrestling or something. It's like the... I think it's actually Yuke's are making it. And it's the same as... Like No Mercy in that.
I've seen you retweet.
I did retweet the event. I was just about to mention this. I did retweet it, and I went, "Can't wait for this. This looks amazing." And I got a fucking snipe gif or some shite for you. It looked shite, basically.
It was a mammal.
No, that can't have been me.
Someone hacked your Twitter, then.
Yeah. Cool. Big pump. Right.
Yeah,
been a big year so far. Great, we've had a great Q1 in terms of game releases. Anyway, not so much on the industry side.
No, not at all.
Yeah, no. Anyway, keep it light.
So, should we do? Should we go into a groundbreaking section next?
Let's break some ground.
Let's break some ground in a section that I think we call pick up and play. I was just going to ask, do you want to do the theme song?
No, I'll just do that noise.
Okay.
Doesn't sound like the same. It's very hard to replicate that theme song.
I can't remember how it goes. Only bit I do remember is it going boom at the end.
At the end, yeah. Let's just do that bit then.
Yeah, there we go. All right. Pick up and play. It's a really tricky bit to explain to everybody. Imagine you go and buy stuff. We do that and we talk about it. And imagine playing things. We also do that and we talk about it. Any questions?
I think I'm clear.
Yeah, Alex?
Yeah.
I think I got it, yeah.
Good. Okay, Ben. Yeah. To you first. Let's do pickups first. And then we'll go back around the table and do plays.
Okay, I'm going to do... I think I've just got one pickup.
Okay.
And it is... It is to hand, and it is Unicorn Overlord.
Ooh.
For the Nintendo Switch family of systems. Yes.
Oh my goodness me, I've also got a copy.
Wow. It's
like yours, Alex, for the Nintendo Switch the family of systems.
Hmm. Alex is looking around.
Nah, I don't have one.
No.
Sorry. No Phil House.
Wow. So much talk of mythical beasts on this episode. And there goes another one. The unicorn.
Ah, yeah. Classic. Our national creature, Alex. We forgot about it.
No.
National creature?
Yeah. Unicorn.
Of
Scotland.
Of Scotland.
Hmm.
They're not real.
I know. But the unicorn was the only thing that was meant to be able to beat a lion. And the lion is the symbol of filthy England. And so that's why...
We've got loads of them down here.
Yeah,
loads
tons of them.
In the streets, yeah.
We had to make up a fucking creature to beat a real one.
Wales made up a dragon.
Yeah. The dragon's there, holding its leak. So it's...
Yes, the unicorn... And the narwhal, probably top two one-horned mythical creatures.
Yeah, yeah.
Narwhal's
real.
No. Is it a mammal?
Google it.
I think it is a mammal.
Yeah, I think it's a mammal, because it must be It's like a whale with a horn, right?
It's got hair.
Well, is an narwhal real? Is an narwhal a mammal?
I feel like
the
this
narwhal
has been our most educational podcast.
It has. People are going to be like, they should do this more often. The narwhal, brackets, Monodon monoceros, is a species of toothed whale. So really, that big
toothed
spike
whale.
Is a massive tooth. I'm going to have to open up the Wikipedia page to see if it is actually a mammal. And I'm going to have to go Control F. Mam. One of the deepest diving marine mammals. There we go.
Wow. I'm impressed with that.
Hmm.
Well,
you thought it was mythical to begin with, so...
Yeah, that's what I'm impressed with. They actually exist. Unicorns. Definitely mythical, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Of that, you can be sure.
Mm-hmm.
And a rhino?
Yep. Anything else?
Nope. Alex, what have you picked up?
Some interesting information about narwhals and
exactly.
Mammals and
you are educating people.
Yeah, there will be a quiz at the end of this list. So, got anything?
No, I've been behaving.
Wow.
Jesus. Mm. That's the one. This must be a first.
Yeah.
Alex, suppose isn't quite,
I mean, I've got nothing physical. I've probably picked up like, digital games, but
yeah.
Certainly nothing physical to show you at the minute.
Alex from a year ago would look at you and say, I've just spent £5,000 on stuff.
And a controller.
I haven't
bought a controller in I don't know how long, but it's been the longest time.
A week.
They haven't released that many though, have they?
Mm.
And you
there's been a few
of
Xbox. And I haven't played my Xbox.
Yes.
Interesting, yeah. So I've got Unicorn Overlord.
Yep.
There. I've also got one other thing.
Oh.
Pre-ordered and arrived.
Ah, I see what that is.
And it is the Bitmap Brothers N64, a visual compendium.
Ooh. Could have been a pamphlet.
Could have been. In fact, it's really thick, and I'm like, how can this be so thick? The N64 had about 50 games in it. But it's chock-a-block. You can see it's still basically unread, which it will remain. But lots of good stuff in there, I assume. It sits up on the shelf. There's the SNES one, right there where my finger is.
See that?
That space.
Yep.
It's where this lives.
Have you got the NES one as well?
No. What that book you're seeing, is... So next to the SNES one is Ask Iwata.
Oh, yeah.
Unread.
Of course.
And the one next to that, the white one, is How Music Works by David Byrne.
Ah.
Unread. I'll read a
is
lot
that anything
that.
To do with the... How Music Works, is that anything to do with the bones in your inner ear?
It's not. They're the smallest bones in the body. It's mainly how to do with... how certain types of music work in certain spaces. So, like, in a cathedral, you get the big pipe organ or whatever, and it suits that surrounding big echoey building full of praying people. And that's as far as I got. Finished it.
Wow. Again, just dropping knowledge bombs.
Yeah, what else is there? Next to that is Games Master... Games Master book that I got last year, didn't we?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's other books.
I actually do want to read that Iwata Asks or Ask Iwata, whatever it is.
I've got that one in my own books there.
Bookshelf, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, I'm going to try and order that.
In the middle there.
I can get free books from work.
Free books? Three books or free books?
So you work at library?
Both. No, but if it's like anything to do with like, you know, self improvement or anything like that. So I've been lapping up the books lately.
Just to put
like,
on
I wonder
show.
If I can get away with...
Example?
Example to hand. I gave you an example last week. I had a book recommendation, didn't I?
Did remember? You?
Yeah. Oh. Ikigai, the Japanese art of finding your happiness.
Oh, but, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
This is where they learned that Ishii.
Alex remembers his Ikigai.
Yeah. Always.
To be honest, that red book over your left shoulder, it looks like a sort of instruction manual.
It is more of a textbook. Well-being, science and policy.
I thought it's that one. Yeah. When I read it, I thought it said Willkommen.
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 More German. Amazing. What were we talking about? Books. Yeah, I would quite like that one because I've got the NES and the Super Nintendo one.
Mm.
But it just doesn't have the same place in my heart as a system.
What? Have you not got the Game Boy one?
Yeah.
Don't you?
I've got a Game Boy one. That's not a Bitmap Brothers one, though.
I thought
it
was.
It doesn't fit. It's not the same style. I don't think it is. But it's not in that... Yeah, it's not the same format. So,
yeah.
But it's good. It's a good book still.
I do want to get this NES, the NES one to sort of fill that out.
Mmm.
Mmm.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. That's pickup. See how easy that was, guys? Guys, listen,
so
that's
easy.
Just... If you want to use that in your sort of day-to-day at the office or something to drum up chat with your colleagues, feel free to use that as a litmus test. Or litmus, is it paper? Litmus paper? Wait, let's Google that.
a litmus test is paper.
It.
You use paper.
Is it lit? Or
litmus?
Litmus.
Litmus. Litmus.
Like
is it?
Titmus, but with an L.
Abititmus. A test for acidity or alkalinity, something made up, using litmus. A decisively indicative test.
Measure the pH.
The pH.
That's right.
What is, for 10 points, what is neutral?
Seven.
Well done.
Wow.
I failed. Didn't fail. I got a 3 for standard grade chemistry. General.
I got a 1.
What's that? Is that like
you
a
got
C?
One.
I got 8 ones.
You got 8 ones? Wow.
You got 8. Is that an A? Wow.
It's not that, what a big loser.
So is that the highest you can get? A 1.
Yeah. Well, it's not now. I don't know what it is now. That's in the olden days.
Is there no, like, A star?
Nah.
No.
Maybe. There's just no one smart enough to get it.
Okay.
I think maybe a higher, you got like an A star or something. Because I got that for maths, I think.
Did you? I did 1 higher, and it was drama, and I got a D. So I failed it.
Anyway. Drama, fucking hell. I wasn't even allowed to do drama because showing off. And they just said no. Yeah, they literally did say no because all you're trying to do is just be silly and make people laugh. You're not actually taking it seriously. Like, come back to me in 30 years.
Yeah.
This skill will come in handy for a. Obscure video game podcast.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was good. I can't remember what happened. I think it was like, oh, you need to write something down, and I was writing like a synopsis or something, and I realised I'd absolutely fucked it, and so like I basically just went put a big line through it, and that was it. Standard grades. I think I was 16 or something. Can't remember. Anyway, Ben, do you want to do your plays?
Yeah, my plays are, well, that, Unicorn Overlord. That's pretty much what I've played. I haven't played a great deal of it, but I did, prior to launch, I played the demo on PS5, and I saw enough of it. I did a Lewis. I played it on a different system, and I thought, this is a Switch game, if ever I've seen one. And, yeah, it's a handheld game through and through. And it is... I'm very impressed with it. I like... When I was trying to explain it to you, Lewis, I think I described it as like Fire Emblem cross Loop Hero.
And which is off to it.
Which I thought... Throw him off. But it's probably skews more towards Fire Emblem than Loop Hero. But it does that whole, like, you can, it's not turn based, is it? But you can stop time, make a bunch of decisions, and then just watch your plan unfold on the battlefield, which
I really like that.
Because it, yeah, it's like just setting up all the pieces ahead of time rather than doing all your strategy like mid battle and going, oh, that unit can take that unit. You're kind of like planning it all in advance, which is different but just as interesting, I find. How are you feeling about it? Because you're playing it as well, right?
I am playing it. So can I tell you, can I give you my Unicorn Overlord journey? So I downloaded Unicorn Overlord on Saturday, the demo on Saturday, because I was interested. I like the art style, to be honest with you, and that's what drew me towards it. And you saying Fire Emblem, I think I'd read it was a bit like Fire Emblem elsewhere, so Ben, it wasn't a unique thought. Anyway, I played it for a little while, about 45 minutes, the Dan Ward / Andrew Dickinson limit. And I was like, I'm not sure about this. It just seems to be like the auto, it's auto battling. Because then that morning I mentioned to you, and you'd said, "Oh, babe, is it auto battles?" I can't remember exactly what the words that you used.
Yeah,
I was like, it's all that. It's just all that. Like, you don't pick what moves to make; it just does it for you. And then I think, not long, but like 5 minutes passed, and I was like, actually, if you think about it, that each unit is a different type of attack, then you are deciding on how to win and how to battle.
Yeah.
So on Sunday it was, I played the demo for 7 hours.
Wow.
Happy Mother's Day. And ordered the game. Oh, it's so good. I'm really enjoying it. It's brilliant. Very, very good. So I've spent a lot of time in the initial area, not the initial area, the island, like the first mainlandy bit.
Yeah,
doing a lot of the side missions.
The side missions are so good as well, and so rewarding, because you're leveling up your units, but also you're unlocking a lot of new characters that you can add to your other units and stuff. It's
very good. So, Ben, I've just gone and spoke to Miriam. That's where I am. I don't know if you've done that.
Okay. I am one step further than that.
Okay.
But I have, since doing that, I have then gone back to clean up one battle that I didn't do in that first main area as well. So, we're probably about the same, I reckon.
Yeah. Not quite sure why I'm imagining that Miriam is a Moomin, but yeah.
Yep, could be.
Definitely a mammal. Yeah,
that's here.
The art style does a lot here for me as well. Like, the whole presentation of it, I think is really good. I actually think the voice acting is decent and the writing is pretty good as well, which I think is probably surprising. But yeah, it's the strategy when you get into the nitty gritty of setting things up. Like, even you can be really kind of prescriptive about I've got, so like your main character, Elaine, he's got an attack that every time he kills someone he gets some health back.
Yes,
so you can set up like rules, you can almost like program the game,
just
set
this
a
is
rule
the, yeah.
to say target people with whoever's got the lowest health or who is below 25% health or something, meaning every time he does a hit he's most likely to get some health back. So and you can like get really into the nitty gritty of that. You don't necessarily have to start with, but you can, and I can see as the game goes on and the battles get harder and harder you'll have to do that, because you can't brute force it necessarily. So I think you can get really nerdy with it, and I'm quite looking forward to that.
Yeah, because that's the bit that I did just before I fell asleep. So I'm going to need to go back and maybe read or I have to replay it or something. Not replay it, but like if the instructions or the hints are there, to remind myself, because it was Joseph. Is that the guy's name?
Who was the one that's like really overpowered?
Yes, level 20. Yeah. He was like, you could, but make sure you've stacked them correctly. And I was like, my eyes were just all over the shop, just seconds from KOing. So yeah, I'm going to have to go back and double check that a bit. But yeah, it's really interesting. It's like one of those things. Like my gut reaction to that is, I'll pick up a player. It's a lot to take on.
Yeah.
So it's like it's one of those things that you can't. And I think he even says that, if I remember. Like, don't worry about, like, the guy's like, but
yeah,
don't worry,
it does,
if it's, you won't get it, it's time you can go and do some mock battles and practice and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, because you do, and you naturally, you start poking around in the menus and stuff, don't you? Because you think, you know, there must be more to it than just playing a battle. Like, I haven't quite got used to placing your, like, the individual characters in a unit, because obviously there's some advantages to depending on who you put at the front and who's your leader and where they're stacked on this, like, 2x3 grid. It is very nerdy, but in quite a pleasing, satisfying way. I think if any of what we've just described sounds interesting, I think play the demo, because that will do a far better job of selling it than we're doing.
Yes, 100%.
Because Alex doesn't look convinced whatsoever.
No, it's not an Alex game.
There's no cars.
I have been playing Game of Cards this week as well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
What's that?
I have been playing New Star Grand Prix, which I have spoken about before.
Yeah.
I think when it first came out on the Steam deck, I picked it up, but I thought, well, I like trophies, so I picked it up on PlayStation 5. It's a lovely game. Like, it's split across five periods of Formula 1, essentially, and it's kind of got different characters and seasons. So, like, you get a 10 race season, but within that 10 race season, you've got like different things you need to do each Grand Prix, and it's just a nice wee one for picking up and playing like a race here and then, or probably a good Switch game, to be fair, because it is one you can just pick up and drop down and kind of do a wee bit in it, and it's not going to be that taxing on it. But it's got a good sense of humour. Like, a lot of the characters you'll recognise, in terms of it's not like the drivers from that era, but like one of them's like Nigel Mawson, and like the facial the way it's set up, you know it's supposed to be Nigel Mansell. Another one's like Kiki Rosberg, but it's not Kiki Rosberg, but it's something, you know it's Kiki Rosberg.
And
then there's like a Michael Schumacher, and as you go through it's like set between the goes 80s, 90s, noughties, 10s, 20s, I think it is. Five decades across Formula 1, and it's just, it plays really, really nicely. It's just fun. It's a nice game. They've done a really good job of it, and I think this is like New Star's biggest game yet, like from things like Retro Bowl and stuff like that, but this is their biggest
looking
game.
At it, it sort of reminds me a little bit of what's that racing game? It's like looks a bit like F-Zero. Oh god, came out a few years ago.
Brazilian, I know the one you mean, and I can't think.
Developers. Horizon Chase Turbo.
Horizon Chase Turbo.
I think they're Brazilian developers, maybe.
Yes, they are. Yep.
They are. I remembered something. It looks a bit like that, but like I played a load of New Star games. Like I remember way back in like 2011 playing New Star Soccer. And I think if there are people who have gone back and listened to the whole run of the podcast, I've definitely told a story about a playing New Star Soccer, just came up in conversation, and I took a screenshot of it, and it was like, oh, your girlfriend crashed your helicopter, $40. Not that the fact that your girlfriend's dead, it's going to cost you $40 because your helicopter's crashed. But yeah, this looks really good.
There is bits like that in it. It's like at the end of the races, you'll get like phone calls and stuff. It's like, you can give $100 to charity and it boosts your PR, or you can choose not to do it, and you've got to pick like whether you want to go to the theatre with one of the members of the pit crew, or whether you want to go to something with the PR manager, and then that'll have like their happiness will go up and down, but you'll boost the effectiveness of like the boosts that they give you and things like that. So it's a lot of kind of
this is like Fire Emblem as well,
tea parties. But it's one of those games, if you like that type of retro driving game, there's a lot to love about it. I think it'll please a lot of people, this kind of game. I've really enjoyed it.
So I'm just looking at images of it, and some of them are like, Horizon Chase Turbo, but then there's another one that's top down. Is it top down or is it?
No, 3D? It's not top down. It's not top down. Unless there is a camera view that I've not gone through, that there might be a camera, top down camera view. It does that maybe in the pits and stuff. It maybe goes into top down view. Because you need to do like the pit stops, almost like a mini game. Like you need to choose like the right tire to put on, and then you pick the level of fuel that you put in, and then you need to exit at the right time and stuff like that. So that's the only bit I can remember that's top down. The rest of it is more like
I've seen a couple of screenshots where it looks like Micro Machines-y, almost.
But I've just opened up one of the sites and it says update as of December 2014, we've decided to make New Star GP free. So this must be
An old one.
Old. Okay.
An old one, aye. But yeah.
Interesting.
That is good.
It does look good. It seems to be like sort of averaging about an 80.
Feels about
fair to you?
Yeah, feels about right.
There isn't an overall kind of Metacritic score, but user review. Christian Piggy gives it a 10.
I can see me going for the platinum on it. Like, it's one of those that you'll just pick away at the different bits, and there's a lot to keep you going back as well. Like, of course, now, like, every car game has got a rewind mechanic, but like, certain bits you need to win the race without using rewinds and stuff like that to get all the cups and things. It's, a good thing to keep you going back and for replayability.
Are you playing this on Portal?
Yes. Very lovely.
Is it Portal game. Perfect for Portal?
Perfect for Portal, yeah.
Lovely.
Hashtag.
Nice. That looks good. How much was it? Out of sheer curiosity.
Can't remember.
£25.
My goodness.
PlayStation
I was not expecting
that. £24.99. What were you expecting out of interest?
I'm expecting you to say 14.
I think you get it a bit cheaper on Steam now. It's one of those games you get in a sale as well. Like, it's one of those that will be a perennial sale game.
Yeah. It looks cool.
Cool. Just one other game for me. So, last we spoke, I was playing Tales of Iron.
Yes.
I platinumed it, guys. Platinumed that because I'm down with the kids, and I know that trophies are the best thing ever. So I platinumed that. It took 8 hours to platinum. And Mr. Maltby, that's what I call him, all those names in one, was pinging me saying, oh, I'm really struggling with the Queen Mozzie. And I was like, absolutely fucking battered her, mate.
Oh dear.
Really struggling. And when someone's struggling with something that you found quite easy, it's, if you're like me, it's very difficult to say humble.
What did you say to him? Your advice?
I think I said something quite passive aggressive, like, I got past her on my second attempt, or something like that, I can't remember. But it was. I said that, and then it was just silent for a while. Let me see.
That's the sort of thing that will make Mark just put the game down and play again. That's not the sort of encouragement he responds
to.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say what I did say, but I'll tell you after. I'll tell you after.
Okay.
So planned that. Really enjoyed it. So like I said last week or the week before, really well voice acted. The guy who's the narrator reminds me of Aidan Gillen, who is Littlefinger. I think I mentioned that last time.
Oh, but anyway,
was on a on a Metroidvania kick. So I played Haiku the Robot. And that is delightful.
Have you finished it?
Yes.
Is that, I get the sense that's quite a short one as well, isn't it?
9 hours, I think. No, 8.
Okay.
Near 9.
Okay. If you had to recommend one or the other, Tales of Iron or Haiku the Robot, what would you recommend?
Well, I'd say it's tricky. It's a tricky one.
Maybe asking the tough questions.
Maybe Tales of Iron, the bosses. I don't know. Haiku the Robot's like a cross between Axiom Verge and Hollow Knight. Like, you can almost say the story, like how it's kind of drip fed, and certain aspects of it are very Hollow Knight. Tales of Iron, on the face of it, looks quite difficult and tricky and ominous because it's quite dark. Like, the theme of it, it's, you know,
you're a
medieval rat who's a king and you're going around trying to reclaim your kingdom. But yeah, haiku robots probably easier, I would say, actually. There are some quite difficult but not overly difficult boss battles in Tales of Iron. Like, the tails for their attacks are quite well sort of signposted. So as soon as you go, right, just don't go in here, just shield up, right, now go in. Yeah, so it was, I'd say Tales of Iron, but both were
okay. Both
were really good. Haiku's a lot quicker in terms of
when
you move around, snappier, so you feel like you're control. like zipping about quite a bit. But yeah. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I think Tales of Iron was on PS Plus as a free game, wasn't it, a while ago. So
that's when I played it.
Yeah. Might give that a go, because Mark's pretty adamant that it's really good.
Yeah.
Even though he's shit at it.
I think he got past that boss because he messaged me after. I didn't respond. I was like, and?
Boring. Yeah, cool. Nice. Slightly put off by the art style of that. I don't know if it's just the stills that I've seen, but just...
I know what you mean. I was the same, because I was like, I want to play it, but you know, when you look at a game and you go, yes, I'm going to play that one. Tales of Iron, it was like, you look at it and you go,
yeah,
I'm not sure. But it's got so many... I mean, that it's not taking anything away from the art style. It's still nice. It's still really, really nice. It's just kind of like how I felt about Blasphemous. And where the imagery in Blasphemous, like, I just found really off-putting. I was like, that's... I don't want to see that. That's not nice. Doesn't take away from the game at all.
Yeah, that's true. Darkest Dungeon is another one where I felt like that. It's like, it looks rubbish. Don't like the look of it. But then you actually play it and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Slay the Spire.
Classic example. Looks shite.
Yeah.
But it's amazing.
It's very good.
And you have just reminded me of one other game that I've played just a little bit of, and that is Pocket Card Jockey.
Oh.
For the Switch. And just been sort of dabbling in that on my commute.
Can he dabble on me?
It is. Doesn't it? It's really nice.
Rubbish.
It's such a fun little game. Silly, fun, and recommended. Probably wait for a sale, to be honest. I think it's like.
Or if you've got Apple Arcade, it's on that.
Yeah, but.
I've been playing on Apple Arcade.
Have you?
Yeah.
Do you actually like it?
Yeah, it's all right. I got to the point. Like, I played it for a decent chunk of time, because it's, you know, what it's like with these games on your mobile. Some of them are just easy to play, like that.
Yeah.
Grindstone, really easy to pick up and play. But I got to the point, I was like, I'm just playing solitaire.
Yeah. Yeah, basically. But with a nice, you know, nice kind of setting.
And I think for one of the horses, I had like a perk or a boost or something like that showed me which card I needed to pick.
Wow.
So when I went to my next horse, I didn't have it, and I was like, I've got to think.
Yeah, shite.
Now I've actually got to lose my eyes and go, right, I need to go.
It's a good little game, though.
But it's good, yeah, it's good. Game Freak.
Game Freak.
By Game Freak, didn't you know?
Great devs. Good.
All right. Anything else? Alex, sorry.
No, we did me. It's all right.
Oh,
I'll just get one other wee thing just to mention, and it's something that Ben sold us really well a couple of episodes ago, and it's, I finally got around to playing Tekken 8, and it is everything that Ben said it was. It's lovely. It's not lovely, but it's very, very, very good. I played through the main story mode and really enjoyed that, and I've been in now playing in the arcade mode, which is like these little, just a really nicely animated little arcade mode, which I'm really appreciating. Very, very good game.
I think the coolest thing about that game is the control scheme and being able to switch between the two control schemes on the fly.
Tell you do it accidentally and you realise like it stopped doing it. Why are you just punching it? Yeah. Like, no, go back to the other one that does all these fancy things with hitting
the why you have the choice of just being able to punch when you can do all crazy stuff?
Yeah. But no, it's
good.
Great game. I want to get back to it, obviously. I don't think I've played it since I platinumed it, but I did quite like the online stuff as well. Like, I'm just so bad at these games, but I do enjoy them, even when I'm losing.
It's made me want to go and play. I've got like Street Fighter 6 and Mortal Kombat 1 sitting there to play, and it's made me want to go and play them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a game of Tekken 8 a few weeks ago, and I did the I don't know if it's a story mode, but I played as Law, and you go through the rounds of the Fist Kings of the, what's it called?
The King of the Iron Fists?
Ah, King of the Iron Fists, that's it.
So, yeah.
It's quite funny. It's just, it's so over the top. It's great.
It is. Yeah. Yeah, it's good.
Very good.
Great game.
All right. Lovely. Anything else? Right.
A little bit more of Like a Dragon, but I'm just still loving that. Just wee bits here and there.
Chipping away.
Savouring it.
Same for me with Persona 3 Reload. Just haven't played it for a couple of weeks, but my intention is just to keep chipping away when I fancy something like that. But yeah, good games. Drowning.
Yeah, indeed.
Drowning. Yes.
All right. That's it. That's finished.
That's it.
That's it. That's it for this week.
That's a podcast. What a podcast it's been.
We have taken you on an adventure this week.
Yeah.
Any other questions that we need to ask before we tidy up, before we leave? What would you like to know?
I think we've answered most of the big questions that needed answering in life. We've all learned that a narwhal is a real creature.
Yes, we have. We all thought that was mythical before.
Yeah, we've all learned how to count to three in Japanese.
Yeah.
We have, but not to four because Ben.
Not four.
Why?
Didn't bother learning.
We've learned why organs work in a prairie place.
Yes. We have learned the basic acoustics of a church organ.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you. I was like, organs? I was like, I can't remember speaking of... my heart.
But we did learn about organs, the mammals, reproductive organs, mammary glands, inner ear, bones, and fur. I feel like we've covered a lot, and I don't think anyone listening or watching would know that we didn't have any show notes this episode. I think we styled that out marvellously.
Yeah.
Mm.
I 100% agree. Alright, well, if you like that kind of thing, feel free to support us on Patreon from as little or as much as £2 a month, and you'll get access into our batshit crazy WhatsApp group. If you feel that you're having too much fun, join the group.
Wow.
Yep. I'd like to special shout out. Any special shout outs? to an inanimate object or anything. Shout out to the N64 controller. Shout out to this mug that got signed by John McGuinness.
Is it a moon cup?
It's not a moon cup. John McGuinness is the second most successful racer on the Isle of Man. Probably going to get overtaken by Michael Dunlop this year.
The little
on the
bikes.
little mini bikes.
Yeah. Nice.
Shout out to the cup.
Shout out to the cup, not the man, just the cup.
Yeah, just the cup. But even more special, shout out to these fine patrons. Ethan Hunt, Nate Ellingsworth, Carl Hughes, Sean Hughes, Jason Frost, Sarah Purbrick, Rebecca Rudranath, Luke Cooper, Kevin Scully, Mark Hammond, Runestorm, Phil Marshall, Eamon McCauley, Phil Henshaw, Games with T/Reese, Andrew Dickinson, and Maximilian Wright. Thank you very much. Your contributions are very much appreciated.
They are.
And that's it. Right. Bye. One minute. Welcome to the Cross Players Podcast, episode 134.